Show with your host, Franklin Hughes. Woohoo!
Hello and welcome to the 30th edition of the N Europe Show. I am your host, as usual, Franklin Hughes, and it is 10 p.m. on the 23rd of February 2008, as we're recording this. We originally planned to meet up at 7 o'clock, so we're 3 hours behind schedule, which is actually pretty much on time for the N Europe Show, the way things tend to work. with me, as per usual, since my last, six shows now, lads, something like that, I've got Nathan and Stephen with me again.
Hello.
Here they are.
Okay, we're becoming like a one big happy podcast family here now, I think. We're the Triforce of the podcast. I'll be courage.
I'm wisdom then.
Okay, as usual, we'll just have a quick word about the games we've been playing recently. So, we'll start off with Stephen. You've been playing anything recently? Anything new? Or anything that you've been replaying, Brenton?
Replaying Umbrella Chronicles for the Wii, and also the original Smash Bros. For the N64. So that's taken me back quite a bit. So I've just really been playing those two this week, or last 2 weeks even.
Cool, you still have your N64 hooked up then, obviously?
Yeah,
got it all. Or you have to bring it out and dust it off?
It's always set up and dust-free, really. I take good care of it. Actually, I've still got my NES hooked up somewhere as well, actually. And SNES.
So your NES still works?
Yeah. Got it all working, so.
Very lucky, man. My SNES still works, but my NES hasn't worked in years. I tried to open it up one time just to see if I might see, like, a loose wire or something, and I found a spider building a web. Inside the NES. I was like, what the fuck? That's not right. Why is a spider in there?
It's hard to get, is it not?
Okay, Nathan, have you been playing anything? Anything interesting? Anything new?
Yeah, Ghost Squad for the Wii. I reviewed that. I've still been playing it, getting lots of enjoyment out of it. And it's better than forking out money in the arcade.
That pound every go, you know, it kind of adds up after a while.
And I've had a little hands-on preview with World of Goo for the Wii. Well, the version that I played wasn't for the Wii, it was for the PC. But it's intended to come out on either Wii or WiiWare. That's really good. It's got a nice physics engine. It's kind of like Lemmings crossed with some kind of bizarre thing where you build towers out of living creatures. I don't know, that's probably the only way I can describe
it. Okay, so it's like that level in Eternal Darkness where you have throwing dead bodies into concrete towers.
I haven't actually played Eternal Darkness. So
okay, well anyone who's listening to this has played Eternal Darkness will know.
What I've played so far is it's really good fun. I'm looking forward to the Wii release. I'll admit though that it does look like a WiiWare game. I don't think they could put it out at retail.
I looked at a few screenshots that you gave me a link for earlier, and I'd say it probably will be a WiiWare game. I couldn't see it making a full retail release unless it was very, 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 very cheap. Okay, I've not been playing anything new recently. I'm still playing Guitar Hero 3 on the Wii. I'm addicted to that game at this stage, and my hand breaks at least once a night because of that game. Usually on Dragon Force Through the Fire and the Flames. I can play it on hard mode. Yes! That's why my hand breaks as well.
Can you get far an expert
I'm up as far as the Slipknot song. I can play all the songs on that gig except for the Slipknot song, and I can always get about 75% through the song before I fail, and that's really annoying. I don't think I'll be getting past that anytime soon.
I got about 10% through it on easy and I failed. That was today.
Slipknot song?
Through the Fire and Flames.
Oh, right.
Still keep me
I felt so ashamed. It wasn't even the Wii version, it was the PS3 version. But I failed horribly.
But you see, when you're playing Through the Fire and the Flames, you have to think about what difficulty level you're on, and actually, when it's Through the Fire and the Flames, you're actually playing on another difficulty level. So really, Through the Fire and the Flames on easy is actually medium. On medium, it's actually hard. On hard, it's actually expert, and on expert, it's actually out of this world.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I've seen videos of people playing expert mode on YouTube to the Fire and the Flames, and I have no idea how they manage it.
Yeah, it's like it's not human.
It's not
I think some people must like have a person assigned to each button on the guitar and, you know, attempt to get through it that way.
You press green, you press blue.
Hey, I've thought about doing that anyway.
Takes co-op to a new level.
I saw one guy, you know, at the intro for expert mode, it's all hammer-ons and pull-ups, and a lot of it is the green button. And I read tips for how to get through that, and I saw one guy, he suggested putting using sellotape to tape down the green button so it's held down completely, and then just press all the other buttons. And then when you finish the intro, when it has that break before the buttons start up again, pause the game, take off the sellotape, and play as normal. Which actually could work, but it's almost borderline cheating, and I wouldn't do it, because I'd like to actually beat it normally, because there's that sense of achievement then when you actually do it properly.
Yeah, without losing some team tips.
Okay, so we'll just quickly move on then. We've had a lot of news coming out in the last week. Obviously, we had GDC, the Games Developer Conference, taking place. Early in the week, there wasn't actually a lot coming out, and then towards the end of the week, we got a lot of screenshots up on the site, a lot of upcoming games, and even a few people I saw in the news comments saying, ease up on the screenshots, guys, you're posting a lot of them today, which I thought was funny. And yesterday, we had a lot of big news coming from the Nintendo keynotes, which we'll talk about later in the podcast. But we're going to start off with the announcements. They weren't exactly announced at the Games Developer Conference, I don't think, but we got announcements of Mario Kart being released in Europe on April 11th, which seems to have come out of the blue, and it's actually a fairly close date for a game that we've not heard a lot about in the last month or so. So anybody want to say anything about that? Anyone happy?
I'm happy with it. I was expecting it to be in June anyway. I spent about ages for it, but now we're getting it a lot sooner, and it's just not only service, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I'm happy about it as well. I wasn't expecting it until probably autumn, sometime after September or during September. And it's a pleasant surprise.
It's a very interesting one by Nintendo. Like, it's only like what, a week after the Japanese launch as well, and we're getting it before America, which is very strange indeed.
Yeah, we get it a day after Japan.
Oh, a day after, is it?
Yeah.
That's even better. I mean, how often do we get stuff that close to a Japanese release and before the American release? So that's actually brilliant for us, for fans of Mario Kart. I actually won't be able to get it, though, because I'll be on a holiday in April, so I'll have to wait until May when I get back. It's not bothering me that much because I've not been too excited about Mario Kart Wii yet because I haven't had too much hype built up about it. I wasn't expecting it until about August, July anyway, so it's very surprising for me to see it coming out in April, but it's very good out by Nintendo, and definitely good news for those Mario Kart fans out there. We also got a release date for Wii Fit, April 24, which again I find a bit surprising. We're getting that as well before America, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, they have to make a bigger board for America, if you remember.
That's funny. You Americans, you're too fat. We have to make something specially for you. that's kind of like when Microsoft released the original Xbox, and when they brought it out in Japan, they had to make smaller controllers because they said the Japanese had smaller hands than the rest of the world.
When the original Super Mario Bros. 2 didn't get released in the West because they thought it'd be too challenging for Western gamers. What are you trying to say?
A lot of strange messages they send out every now and then.
Yeah.
But what if the Americans, after using Wii Fit, they end up losing all this weight, which doesn't require them to have a bigger board anymore? You know, did Nintendo think about that? Will there be an option for a smaller board in America? Because not everyone in America is obese. I know there's a stereotype about it, but I'm sure there are a few people who are of normal weight over there.
Well, I suppose you can kind of cheat the game then. If you become a lot slimmer and smaller, then the board might think that there's something incredibly small on it and give you a really low BMI or fitness age or whatever it is. Does that make any sense?
The size of the board dictates how it plays. It's just probably designed bigger so it can cope with the extra weight that the casing doesn't break under the pressure.
I thought I read something that it actually went up to a new weight level or BMI, something like that. Because okay, you never see a fat Japanese person.
Hello, sumo wrestlers?
They're not exactly going to play Wii Fit, are you? Can you imagine a sumo wrestler doing yoga?
Oh, that's so hot.
Well, they could use it to practice their balance because, you know, they'd need to have their center of gravity, you know,
well,
placed well so they don't get...
the broken before they even loaded up the game.
Good point.
It only goes up to a certain
probably
weight.
They probably need two boards as well. They probably need two boards, one for each foot. okay, yeah. We started talking about sumo wrestlers. How the hell did that happen? Back? Okay, so yeah, that's great news for people waiting for those games. We got a release date for Super Mario Kart Wii, which is way sooner than anybody expected. Wii Fit we're getting before America, which is, again, completely unexpected. But something I am extremely disappointed with, we still don't have a release date for Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Why? Where is it?
Europe
doesn't
exist.
It doesn't exist. Yeah, it just doesn't exist. It's just a lie.
We're not here, apparently, when it comes to this game for some reason. You know, I don't understand why we can get these two games, which are fairly big games in their own right, so soon and so unexpectedly soon, yet Brawl, which in my mind has had even more hype built up around it, especially with the Smash Brothers Dojo website that we have that's been giving us information on a daily basis, creating a massive hype about this game. It's been selling bucket loads in Japan, selling what? Over the million mark in 11 days. It's going to sell well in America in what, 2 weeks it's coming out there? 9th of March?
Yeah, 9th of March.
9th of March. And that's like just days away almost at this point. And Europe still doesn't have a release date for this. Yet we got an out of the blue release date for Mario Kart and Wii Fit. It's really annoying for me, and I know there are a lot of people out there, and I just wonder what's going on at NOE that they'll be just throwing things at us like this. Have they maybe forgotten about Smash Brothers? Maybe they thought they've already given us a release date, and that's why we've got a release date for Kart and Fit, and they don't seem to have noticed that they forgot about Brawl.
Well, something I checked out earlier today was sales for the other Smash Brothers games. Well, actually, it was just Melee, but America was the biggest, it sold the most copies of Super Smash Bros. Melee on the GameCube. I think it was something like 4 million, around that point. Japan sold about 1.5 million copies, and Europe sold through about 1.08 million. So Europe are the smallest market for Brawl, so I think that's why they don't actually intend to release it ASAP.
Yeah, but how many GameCubes are there in Europe, or were there in Europe, compared to the number of Wiis? You know,
probably about the same as there is Xbox 360s in Japan.
I'd say there's more GameCubes in Europe than there are Xbox.
A lot more than three.
But like as you said there, in Japan, Melee only sold 1.5 million, yet I'd say it's probably Brawl is most likely breaking that mark by now in Japan. So they should be looking at that and saying, you know, it's outsold the GameCube version in Japan most likely at this point. Chances are it's going to do the same in America. Why could they not be thinking the same about Europe?
They're too busy playing it. Yeah, I don't know. They're probably just too busy playing it in their office and going, haha, they don't deserve this game. And they're just sort of taunting us with it.
And when you look at the Smash Brothers Dojo as well, that comes in multiple languages, and most of those languages are based on European countries.
Exactly. If they can afford to translate the dojo into news posts daily, then they can afford to translate the game simultaneously as it's being developed.
Yeah. It's one of these things where Nintendo, they do something great and brilliant, yet there's always something that they've just completely forgotten about and really bad and wrong. It's the Nintendo way.
Yeah. Like, how do you run out of virtual codes? Points.
Yeah. How do you run out of something that isn't of a physical being?
So even in the Dojo set, once it started up last summer, like, we had, like, screenshots of the menus and options. It was already translated into other languages already, like French and German, exactly. Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
So why is it taking so long?
There's been demos available since then as well that have been fully English and European and whatever. I'm sure there have been European demos as well, but why can't they release it sooner rather than later?
Yeah,
I don't understand how it takes them so long when it comes to translating games like this. I mean, Animal Crossing was notorious for taking so long for translation. I mean, how many languages do they do? What, 5 or something? Really, all they need is 5 different teams, I'm sure. And if they speak English fluently and the language that they're translating into fluently, it can't possibly take them that long to translate text in a game.
I'm sure that if we've got 5 different language teams working on the same game and translating it, then all the languages will be ready at once, and it'll take the same time as English translation, and then it'll be ready pretty much at the same time as the other versions.
Yeah. So even if they spoke fluently in, like, English in their own language, and they started translating, if they worked 3 hours a day, that's already a lot of text. Then if they work Monday to Fridays, that's loads already. So a month, like, for one language could be done easily for Brawl with all the trophies and all that.
It's not like a massive RPG.
Someone mentioned on the forums in one of the threads, I can't remember which one, but like Microsoft can get RPG games translated into Japanese quite quickly, you know, from their American release and their Japanese release. So why can't Nintendo get games translated as quickly as that?
Yeah, so even Nintendo Europe said something about Crossing, they had to translate it all, get a rating and localize it, but they can do that easily. But when the game's still getting, like, pretty much made. So even in America, it's already localized and it's already got a rating. It can be done the same for Europe as well. There's just no reason for it at all to be this long.
Whenever we talk about, like, the translation issues with Europe, one of the things that always comes to my mind is one of the first Gamer Pals comics that we had on the website, about Animal Crossing, and it's like in NOE's office, if you remember this episode, and they're like, okay, so according to this dictionary, the German animal is whatever. Okay, that's great work. We'll work on Crossing tomorrow.
I have
a feeling that's exactly what Nintendo of Europe are doing. They're working one word a day.
If they put effort in, every single game could be released about within a week of the American date. It's so easy, but we just won't. Even I could do French in a few weeks or something, and I just done that in high school.
Yeah, like, I took French in school, and we used to translate stuff in class. In an hour's class, we'd have a full page or couple of pages translated from English into French or Irish in my Irish class, and, you know, it doesn't take that long for school kids to do it. Why does it take so long for professionals who are getting paid to do it, you know?
They have no logic.
I'm too busy writhing in pain at me sticking pins in my NOE voodoo dolls.
That's probably it. Maybe you should ease up on that a bit.
Yeah, that might be the problem.
You may have already killed a person's trying to get the release date. He was the only one that knew.
The information died with him.
Okay, before we just finish up on this topic, does anyone want to try and make a prediction at the Brawl release date? And maybe we can start a pool on this and maybe get bookies to get the odds on them.
I'm going to say the 23rd of May.
Right.
Any reasons for that?
I think it was not Melee that came out the 24th of May or something in 2002, so that's the closest date to that, so I'm just going to 23rd of May.
I'm going to go with June. Don't know a specific date, but something just says June to me. I'm sure something's coming out in May, some physical games, and WiiWare's coming out in May in the USA. And I'm pretty sure that that's going to launch at the same time in Europe. so I don't think they want to overshadow that. So I'd say June, possibly July, but yeah, maybe June.
The thing about Shadden, like, we're getting Mario Kart and Wii Fit in 2 weeks. America is getting Wii Fit and WiiWare in a few weeks as well. So it's just kind of, every game's being overshadowed something now. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, Mario Kart and Wii Fit are coming out. If Brawl was to come out in May, Mario Kart and Wii Fit had come out the month before, they'd still be selling bucket loads. If Brawl came out, then people would just lose interest and they'd start buying loads of copies of Brawl, and Mario Kart and Wii Fit would be forgotten. Yeah. Well, not fully forgotten, but overshadowed.
Yeah, they're just sort of keeping the best for last for better sales.
Yeah, why do America and Japan get Brawl before Mario Kart and Wii Fit, yet we have to wait till after Mario Kart and Wii Fit?
It's like a big circle, never-ending circle. If Brawl was to be released in March, then we get Wii Fit and Mario Kart the following month, and those might overshadow Brawl and all the other first party games that are coming out in the first and second quarters might overshadow Brawl, and vice versa as well.
But what we should do sometime, if we don't get one in 2 months, we all get a Wiimote and Nunchuck, we all meet up just outside the Nintendo Europe base and we will just attack them and we will just strangle them with the wires.
Nunchucks.
Yeah.
Train Nintendo crazed fans using their Wiimotes as actual nunchucks.
Exactly.
It's not just a pet name anymore.
We can lob the useless lumps of plastic zappers through their windows and knock them unconscious.
Okay, I'm going to take a guess at May 30, because that's the date that Play.com have on their website. They're usually pretty good. And they're the only online retailer that I have found that have a release date for Brawl that's on a Friday as well.
Yeah, there's one in a Sunday one time, I think, June the 1st or something.
I think Amazon has a release date on a Thursday or something, or a Wednesday, which is really strange. Like, Play seems to be the only one I have ever found that has it for a Friday, so that's what I'm going with, which is May 30.
Earlier this month, Nintendo actually had some date in June on the Wii website. No, the official Nintendo website. The game page for Brawl got updated, and it was something like June the 30th. It was a Wednesday, so it wasn't a real date.
There's been rumored.
I think last week there was some rumors of June the 6th, which would be alright, except for me, that wouldn't work very much for me because I'm going away on June the 6th for work. And I don't want it to be that Friday. Of all the Fridays that they can choose from, it better not be that Friday because I want to get that game on release date.
Someone on the forums is saying at the moment that they've spoken to one of their sources and the release date is apparently March 28th.
Wait a minute, 28th, that's a Wednesday.
Wait.
No, 28th of March is a Friday.
No, because the 3rd...
It's a Friday.
Oh, no, I was thinking May. March, that would be fairly early and kind of close, leaving the announcement for the release date, that if it was that date, you know. They'd probably wait until the week beforehand.
It's like, surprise,
hey guys,
folks.
It's coming out next week, surprise! We forgot to tell you.
So we forgot to tell you about the guy that knew the date died somehow.
We suspect voodoo was the cause. Okay, before we move off that topic, then Mario Kart and Wii Fit, are you pre-ordering? Have you pre-ordered them already, or will you?
I'm going to Shadow.
Yeah, I've got it pre-ordered in game. In game, you get a free cap, so pre-ordered it there. And just for backup, in case it gets sent earlier, shop to it as well, in case. They may get sent a wee bit earlier by a day or so.
I'm going to pre-order them in store because, like Shadow said, I want the cap from game, and I'm sure there'll be some free gift with Wii Fit, like a sweatband or something, or
or wrist weights.
Yeah.
There's more calories.
Weight attachment for your Wii Remote and Nunchuck. Just a useless little peripheral.
I actually won't be pre-ordering them, but that's because I actually won't be here in May, as I said, or in April, sorry, as I said earlier, so won't be much point in me pre-ordering them.
You can get satisfaction on if you're playing them.
Yeah. Okay, the main topic of the show, which we'll quickly move on to now, shockingly, Nintendo announced at their GDC conference that they are going to start a Wii pay-and-play service for online. Now, they didn't release a lot of information about this. They basically just said, we're going to do this, and that's all they said, which has led to a lot of speculation and sent our forums into a bit of a frenzy overnight. And a lot of people about it. A lot of people very angry about it, because originally Nintendo said that they were holding off going full on online in their games because they wanted to wait until they thought that it was feasible to create a service that would be free for people to use. And their DS games and their Wii games so far have been free to use. And they've been pretty much going on that mentality, free online play. And now, they've, out of the blue, decided, hey, we're going to create games where we're going to charge you a subscription fee to play them online or to use them in some way online. And it's kind of understandable, I guess, that people would be angry at this kind of turnaround. Anyone want to give a word on that?
Yeah, I'm not angry. I don't think it's going to be used for, like you said, the Touch Generations games like Endless Ocean, Wi-Fi enabled, and probably stuff like Mario Kart. I think it'll be more stuff like Animal Crossing, and it'll probably be to, give third-party developers an incentive to actually put online content into their games. Like Square Enix said that they wouldn't consider doing an MMORPG on the Wii because of its lack of hard drive and its general, not as technologically advanced as the 360 and PS3. So I think it would just be stuff like...
Why would a payment service incentive be an incentive to do with it?
Say again?
Why would a payment service be an incentive for them to do an MMORPG?
Because they would be getting the money from it. You know,
they
like,
still don't have a hard drive, they still don't have the specs that they were saying they want.
No, I don't think it was more to do with... The hard drive was one reason. We've now found out that we can compress content on WiiWare and then it expands when we play it. So downloadable content and stuff like that should be no problem, which is what MMORPGs usually offer. Then there's a payment system. That'll probably just be used by third parties and stuff like Animal Crossing. Does that make any sense?
Used for like what would be used for first-person shooters, online games.
Yeah, I think EA are going to milk it to the extreme. Probably. No, I think it'll just be mainly MMORPGs and Ubisoft, EA, etc.
Is it not like an optional thing where you don't need to pay for it anyway?
It's optional as in you can pay for it and get the online content, or you can not pay for it and get no online content.
Tough choice. I think eventually depending on many games you're using this, eventually they'll need to pay for one monthly subscription or something instead of paying for loads of individual games.
That's the part that's kind of really annoying me, is that they said it's going to be on a game-by-game basis. So they've not given any details as to what kind of pricing range we could be expecting with these subscription services. So if you're paying for it on a game-by-game basis, this could potentially be very expensive to the gamers, which is something that I don't think Nintendo want to do, because they could end up alienating a lot of people and end up losing a lot of money in turn. I mean, Microsoft's live service is a pay-one subscription, and it works for all the games that uses their online features. Whereas if we have multiple games, we could be going into very expensive territory, depending on the pricing.
Yeah, even if it's only like £2 a game or something, say if it did happen in Mario Kart and Brawl, and other online games out just now, like Strikers, Battalion Wars, Endless Ocean. That's like 5 games already, and if it was only £2 per game a month, that's already £10 a month for a few games. So I think maybe something like that, £7 or £8 a month for every game would be much better. And of course, including voice chat, because that needs to happen. And even with the Mario Kart press release as well, we can chat either text or voice, but we can chat anyway before we start racing. So something's got to happen anyway, communication-wise.
Thing is, though, I don't think they're actually going to do a monthly payment system. They said game-by-game basis, but they didn't say monthly. I think if it was going to be monthly, then they would focus on that. I think you're just going to end up paying something like 100 Wii points per game, and then you get to unlock all the online content for that game just for good. You know, like with the internet channel, it's a one-off purchase, and then you're free to use the internet whenever you want.
Oh, you don't think it'll be a subscription service, like it might be a yearly thing even?
Yearly might be a possibility, but I definitely don't think it'd be monthly. That would be going a bit too far, especially since the Wii is meant to be a pick-up-and-play console. They wouldn't force you to have a monthly subscription, and you might not even end up using up the best of your subscription.
Yeah, I never thought about the pay 160. It would make things much better. So even if like, for the paying things, if it's not for every game, then that means they'll be doing things that thread codes can't, like, interact with other players in case there's not any language that parents can't let their children see or hear or anything like that. So I'm kind of hoping for MMOs and just a better voice chat system, like especially from Monster Hunter 3. If that's online, that would really need voice chat to make it a really good online experience. And I think it's something that really it should happen to, because it's a huge franchise, and an online online chat system would make it much better for the fans as well.
Yeah, I think we are going to start to see a voice chat with the pay and play system, because since you need to use a credit card, unless you're buying it from in-store, since you need to use a credit card to buy the Wii points, then the parents have to know that they're buying Wii points to use on this game to use voice chat, so they can then have the choice of not giving them the credit card to buy it, therefore restricting voice chat.
Yeah, it made parents more aware of the online system sort of thing of it.
Yeah.
So they know that their kids are purchasing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, also I think, like, if we're going to end up paying for an online service, Nintendo really need to sort out, I feel, their online service. I mean, the friend codes are not going to cut it if we're going to have to be paying for them, I don't think.
I'm kind of hoping that we'll only need the console code for the pay and play thing, because there's no reason for friend codes for that at all.
I'm beginning to lead towards the thought that it's going to be a username for each game. Or you make it for one game and then it's universal for the pay and play service. I don't think they're going to force us to use friend codes for it, since it'll be less kid friendly, like I said earlier.
I was thinking they should have done it like Strikers, where you could have a different friend code for each individual me.
Yeah. I'm both.
And they should have it set by me, like.
Yeah, username for each me.
A username for each me, yeah, like, or your me's name is your username.
And yeah.
Obviously, there's a friend code generated with that me, but it would be the same code then for every game.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you have a friend roster that you've already built up on, for example, Strikers, and then you get another online game, it should import that friend roster directly into that second game as well. So you don't have to add everyone again, and they don't have to add you again.
Yeah, if you remember, that was what we all thought was going to happen with the Mi codes.
Yeah.
But then we thought that every online game would take advantage of that. And it wasn't the case.
Why is it we can always think of the better thing to do than Nintendo? We can always think of the solution, but Nintendo never seems to.
Well, surely they must listen to the fans.
I'm hoping they listen to the fans, and that's why they're changing it to pay and play instead. So I'm sure third parties will have complained about it as well.
What, complained that it was free?
just the Frankos and the general system, and it's constraining the games a bit online-wise. So I think they would be moaning about this.
I like it how everyone complains about a free online service to start with the Wi-Fi connection and with the lack of voice chat and everything. And then they start bringing out better features like downloadable content, and people moan about having to pay for it.
Well, I think it's fair enough to pay for downloadable content. I mean, for example, if we were talking about Guitar Hero 3 and you wanted to download additional songs, I think it's fair enough to pay for content like that. And also, if Brawl was to have downloadable additional characters in the future, third-party characters, for example, I would say fair enough. You know, you'd have to pay for that downloadable content. You know, obviously a once-off payment, and it wouldn't have to be a subscription thing, but just a once-off payment every time you want to download something, because it's additional content that wasn't included in the game that you bought. But the idea of having to pay for example, to play an online game of Brawl against your friends, to pay for that, that's kind of annoying for me.
Yeah, we don't know the full details of what they're asking us to pay for yet, though.
Yeah, obviously we don't know that yet, so I'm still trying to figure out exactly what can they be expecting to be a subscription payment and what can be a one-off payment as in a downloadable content item. That would obviously be a one-off payment, so what exactly would be a subscription payment? The only thing I can think of is a MMORPG. Oh, I was getting tongue-tied when I said that. But like, I don't want to... Hopefully, they won't do this for like first-person shooters and stuff, but they probably will. You never know. EA might obviously do it with some... They have a lot of online... Or not online, but a lot of first-person shooter games and racing games and stuff. But I really would not like to see that situation, because Nintendo originally stated that they wanted to have a free online service that was easy for everyone to use. Granted, we've had it free. It wasn't exactly easy. But we've had it free up till now, and it's been great, despite some obvious issues with friend codes and stuff. But I just think for Nintendo to turn around and start having us pay a subscription fee, for example, to use Mario Kart Online races, that would be a bit of a slap in the face, really, I feel.
If it's a hype game like Mario Kart or Brawl, that's one that everyone will want to play online, but if they're forcing you to pay for it, you'll feel a bit cheated a bit, I think. It's something that you always look forward to, and all of a sudden you're saying, you're just getting a message saying you need to pay for it to play online.
I think that we'll actually get features like that, you know, just as standard. But then we can pay for voice chat, and I don't know, other features, probably expanding the online experience. But we'll get a basic online experience to start with. You know what I mean.
Why call it pay and play then? Why not call it pay and chat or pay and talk?
Yeah,
pay and play. Pay and play makes it sound like, you know, if you want to play online, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm just use voice chat as an example. There could be other features that they'd add into the pay and play service that you get when you bought a subscription with Wii Points. Obviously, we don't know what it is yet. It's just speculation.
No, it should be something that makes you compelled to pay for it to play online. And then voice chat would help do that as well. Some of the additional features that make you want to pay for it and get a better experience from it.
Yeah.
But hopefully, it won't be the worst case scenario that we've all imagined. For example, as I brought up, playing Mario Kart online or playing Brawl online to have to pay for. Hopefully, it won't be that worst case scenario. It'll just be like extra features to enhance the experience, but not something that is completely necessary for the experience. Hopefully Nintendo are thinking about it like that. But obviously we've got very little info on it. The main thing that's really annoying me is the game by game thing. How much is it going to cost, and if I have a lot of online games that I want to get these extra features for, how much is it going to cost me? Because, you know, that if it costs more than the Xbox Live subscription fee for a year, then Nintendo could be going into danger territory, because the PlayStation Network is already free, and I don't think there's any plans for Sony to make that any subscription thing yet. I've not heard anything. Has anyone
Not yet.
Nope.
Once they can keep it under the whatever the Xbox Live subscription fee is for a year, then they should be okay. But if things go over that, then they're really pushing their luck, I think.
Yeah, well, to catch up with the £40 that it costs to play on Xbox Live, you'd need to buy quite a few Wii Points cards. So I think that'd end up about 6,000 Wii Points or so.
Well, good thing I still have a lot of Star Wars my Nintendo account anyway. So I'll just use them to pay the games then.
To think about is, if you're paying the equivalent of an Xbox Live subscription fee, you would almost want the same kind of service that you're getting as in Xbox Live.
Yeah. Like being able to chat at any time.
Yeah.
See
who's
maybe
on. A voice channel.
A voice channel, that's a brilliant idea.
That would make things much easier, I think. And
they could do a collaboration with Skype to work it over. Like they use Opera for the internet channel. They could do a deal with Skype to create a voice channel.
Since it's already a channel, that means it could be used for other games as well.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We've already mentioned downloadable content there earlier on, and obviously they announced that as well, and obviously it was something that they kind of had to do recently. Like, the only game that's out at the moment that I would like to have a downloadable content in is obviously Guitar Hero 3, because the Xbox game has it, the PlayStation 3 game has it. Why doesn't the Wii version have downloadable content? I mean, it's a perfect game for downloadable content, adding additional songs to the player's musical tastes. You know, it would be a great way, it would be a great thing for that game, and I don't see why we have to be denied that feature because we have a Wii.
I don't see why Nintendo should be denying Activision the right to put it in their game either.
Yeah. Like I was thinking maybe they're waiting for the WiiWare service to come out, and maybe they'd have the third parties use their downloadable content through the WiiWare service for their games. So maybe, who knows, that might be linked into it. But obviously the main issue with downloadable content as well is storage space. I mean, an MP3 of a song is roughly 1 meg to 1 minute of the song, and then obviously you'd need the Guitar Hero 3 graphics and the notes information and stuff to go with it. So for especially the kind of songs that you're talking about in Guitar Hero 3, you could be talking well over 10 megabytes per song, which could quite quickly eat up the Wii's 512 megabytes memory. So
let's
see, 10 megabytes per song, download about 20 songs, and you've already taken up 200 megabytes worth of memory. That's almost half of the storage space. So if a lot of games are going to be including downloadable content, especially if Nintendo are going to do it for the first party games as well, they've really got a memory issue, and this whole idea of the fridge is really not going to cut it anymore. We've got WiiWare coming out, and I know they said something about it being, what was it, they're using a compression scheme where, how did they put it again?
It expands when you begin playing it, but it's compressed when you download it.
They only have a certain amount of the game, is it?
Yeah.
In the memory banks of the...
Well, it's just so compressed that it's small enough for a download, but then it expands when you play it.
But surely the Wii is still going to need a certain amount of memory to have this game expanded into to be able to play it.
To me, it just seems like they're dodging around the issue of space, though. Because we've had the fridge analogy, iPod analogy. Now they're going to compress games and have them expand. They're not even including the instruction booklet in the file of the game when you download it. You have to get it up online. It just seems to me that they're going through hell and high water to avoid releasing a hard drive or compatibility with USB memory devices.
But like, as I said, okay, fair enough, they compressed the file originally, but once you boot it up and it expands, you're still going to need that amount of memory, so it probably won't let you download something that you don't have enough memory to play it on. You might have enough memory to download the compressed file, but surely it should pick up how much memory you're going to need to actually play the game, which is basically the same as not having a compressed file in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. I think that you're only going to be able to have at least one WiiWare game on your console at a time. I'm pretty sure that when it comes out, we'll have to end up deleting some of the virtual console games because there'll simply be no space for the WiiWare games. It'll be too big.
And the whole idea of the fridge is it's completely ridiculous. I mean, having to download stuff, delete it, and then if you want to play it again, re-download it, which takes forever on the shop channel. I'd hate to think how long something like the Final Fantasy game is going to take to download on WiiWare, when you think how long an N64 game takes to download. So yeah, obviously, it takes a long time to download games. Again, you know, after you've already downloaded them, you might have to delete them to make space for a WiiWare game or another virtual console game, and it's going to take you ages to re-download again if you want to play it again. So this is going way against Nintendo's philosophy of being able to play games instantly. Okay, back in the days of the N64, Nintendo chose to stay with the cart-based format of games because they didn't want to deal with loading times, which get in the way of people's playtime. When they developed the GameCube, they were developing it in such a way that they could have the load times as reduced as small as possible, which I think they succeeded in. And they've done the same with the Wii. But when it comes to the downloadable games from the Virtual Console and the WiiWare, as it will be soon enough, you know, you're going to have to... They're going completely against that philosophy. If you want to play a game, you know, you might have to re-download it again and wait for that. You know, we don't want to wait for that. We want to be able to boot up a game straight away. They've developed the DS in such a way that you can close it down into a sleep mode and open it up again and play straight away without having to start the game up, even. So this whole idea of a fridge by Nintendo, it's really confusing me.
Don't know why you're dodging this so desperately for. I mean, nothing bad can possibly happen from an add-on, though. It can only be good, and then you'll sell a bunch of add-ons, then you'll make more of a profit, then you'll make all their customers happy as well. It's a win-win situation, which they're just not doing.
I think Nintendo must have a mortal fear of hard drives and storage devices.
Some sort of strange phobia that we've never heard of. No, but I've seen some people say on various forums that maybe it's a possible copyright issue, that if they let people use hard drives and stream games from SD cards and hard drives, that it could open up a copyright issue for the downloadable games. But certainly, you know,
all they have to do is encrypt it.
Code it. Yeah, encrypted. Like they
do it
for.
Yeah, they do it on the Wii menu and on SD cards.
It's just we can't stream it. I don't see how being allowed to stream a game from an SD card could affect possible copyright issues or encryption issues.
Cube said that it would, that the SD card reader on the Wii is way too slow, and it would take about 10 minutes to load up a NES game.
But it's able to stream music files quite well for Excitruck.
Yeah, those are.
I don't see how that could be any different from
I haven't played Excitruck. Does it have any loading times before the races?
It has a little bit of a loading time, yeah. But the music is already playing during the loading time. The music plays instantly during the loading time.
Well, MP3s are like less than a megabyte, whereas even NES games are quite a few megabytes. I think some of them are, you know, about 20 megabytes. So those would take a lot longer to load than MP3 would, which is why they're only allowed for music streaming.
If you're streaming it, you don't have to load it all of the game. You just need to have it load as much as is going to be played, and then have it, the rest of it being streamed into it as the game is being played.
Yeah, that,
does that make sense?
I think that'd be too much effort for them.
It would be where eventually though people are just going to get annoyed. They've got virtual console content, downloadable content, and WiiWare. It's people will just stop downloading, and then sales wise they'll end up colliding with each other, and people will just stop purchasing them all the time. And then because of that, then virtual console services and WiiWare services, they'll make less of a profit, all because they just don't have a hard drive extension.
I think people are annoyed enough already. I know the fans who buy a lot of virtual console games are.
I've only got about 400 blocks left, I think, so it'd be even good if I could fit one WiiWare game in it.
Especially Final Fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was Final Fantasy and two other WiiWare games, Eternity's Child and Lost Winds, so I want to get those straight away, but I won't be able to download them all just because of memory issues, and it'll suck.
I think having Lost Winds and Final Fantasy on the same console caused it to internally combust.
Too much pressure.
Actually, one thing I was just thinking of there, Smash Brothers Brawl, the stage editor, you can save your created stages onto an SD card. Does anyone know, can you play them directly from the SD card?
Yeah, I think so.
So, why can't we do that with other stuff?
I'm sure there's other uses.
I think as well, just before Brawl was there or something, there was a report saying it took 120 blocks of the Wii memory as well. So for a game that usually does a few, that's quite a fair bit. And if there's more games with, I wouldn't imagine it'd be too much, but if there's games with lots of options like Level Editors and stuff, that'll take up a good few hundred blocks of space as well. And that'll really run space down a lot as well. And if you delete that, then your whole entire save, your perfect save set with every trophy for Brawl or something will all be gone, and people won't want to delete that because it took hours to get. So people will just not delete it and try to redo it all again.
Well, couldn't you copy it over to an SD card?
I think you,
and then
you can stream from it though,
over,
can't you?
But of course it would take a long time to actually move it and transfer it and copy it. And
eventually they just have to. It makes sense. It's just stupid not to.
I mean, the whole idea of putting an SD card in there is like saying, yeah, we know we've only got a small amount of space on the thing, but you know, we've got given you this SD card slot, but they've not even implemented that properly. So it's like Nintendo again, it's like taking a good idea and somehow managing to slightly mess it up. Why do they always do this?
Yeah, they announce these great things all the time, but and then people go, oh, this could be really well, but they only half do it. And it has so much potential to develop, but you just don't utilize it or anything.
They've got all these great and fantastic ideas, but their whole implementation of them is just so strange and confusing that we can see that they're not doing it right. Why can't they?
The only probably reason is because we're on the other side, we're in the receiving side of it, like getting all the games and stuff, but there's so many fans crying out for this, they should notice them anyway. Was there not one time at E3 when we got announced or something, they did say that there would be expansions like hard drives or SD cards and you could actually use it properly to save things and stuff? But none of that they've even done yet. Same with the...
I don't know if they actually said that, but that's what I had assumed when I saw there was an SD card slot on it.
Yeah, there's something similar to that, and they said that it was stuff about storage issues anyway. I can't remember exactly what it said, but it's something about for additional space anyway. It was a couple of years ago. I can't remember what was exactly said or anything. But for the SD
card... Once again, if they do create their own official hard drive, you know, just Nintendo, Wildo, Mike Wilson here, he does have the copyright for the Wii name on the hard drive. And if you do go with the SD card channel idea, I've copyrighted that. That was my idea. We want royalties, please.
I'm going to copyright the voice channel.
Voice channel, yep. Yep. Shadow's got the voice channel.
I'm going to copyright my voodoo doll.
The voodoo channel.
Stick pins in members of Nintendo of Europe.
I got it. The Voodoo channel. Use your Miis. inflict pain on your Miis in the Voodoo channel and have them have it translated to the actual real life person somehow. There you go.
Jack, Jack Thompson would actually have the Wii banned for that.
I'm sure we can just create a Jack Thompson Wii.
I think somebody already
pain
has.
On him through the Voodoo channel. Yes.
It's real life pain.
Sure, somebody's already made a Jack Thompson Mii and beat him up in boxing anyway.
Yes, actually, if anyone has got a video of a Jack Thompson Mii being beaten up in boxing, please send us a link. podcast.mail@n-europe.com. I will feature it on the website, in the blog or something.
We've gone off on one again.
Yes,
we have.
What were we talking about? Oh yes, pay and play and downloadable content.
Something else about downloadable content, I think it was the start of January, end of last year, Activision even said that they wanted downloadable songs to the Wii as well, and it was something that they were working on at the time. So there is interest for additional content, but it's just if they're allowed to do it or not.
Or, for all we know, they could be working with Nintendo already, with their whatever service that Nintendo are planning for their downloadable content. They could have given Activision the background info on that already.
Yeah, I really want Nintendo songs to play as well. I think that would be really fun.
Mario, Zelda, yeah. Metroid,
yeah.
Rocked up versions.
And that would be really cool. And I think it would be a good thing to have to launch the downloadable content thing as well. I think that would be pretty good for Activision and Nintendo as well, because it plays a lot of people.
Definitely. I mean, you've already got a game out there that a lot of people have and are waiting for downloadable content, so why not have that be the first game to get the downloadable content, because nobody has to go out and buy a new game to try it out. They've already
got
they already have. Mostly.
Yeah. It makes good sense for it, though. I really want some rock versions of these songs. That'd be really fun.
I don't really see how they could put downloadable content into Guitar Hero 3, though. I think in that conference yesterday it was said that the downloadable content wouldn't be accessed from WiiWare, but from the game itself. So, unless they actually allow patches for games, which they haven't so far, since Guitar Hero discs are getting replaced, they wouldn't be able to do it.
Hopefully, since they said that it was interesting, they might have done something like that to allow it then. So it would be a shame if
they didn't. Planned for it. There could be a little hidden option in there, or maybe a downloadable update that unlocks the option in the game on the disc.
Once again, we're going to need a hard drive for all of this.
Yeah, everything comes down to memory issue when we're talking about downloadable content.
Damn the fridge.
You can take things out of the fridge and put it in the freezer. That's a Kinner analogy for it.
Seriously.
Yeah, and you have to wait for it to thaw out when you take it out of the freezer. You have to wait for it to thaw. That's the analogy for having to re-download it.
That's good.
Yeah. When you want to put new food in your fridge, you take the old food out, eat it, then put new food in.
But once you've eaten the old food, you can't get it back.
It's like, right, I just bought this meat, I want to put it in my fridge, but my fridge is full. I'll have to eat all this food first and then put the meat in. Eh?
But if I want that food back,
yeah.
How do I get it back?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to regurgitate it.
I'm going to have to, or poop it out and try to reconstruct it somehow.
Yeah, which is effectively the process that you have to go to delete and re-download the games.
Basically so,
well,
yeah.
Not literally, but...
Did we just compare Nintendo's fridge analogy to PCs?
We did.
Go us.
We dare to go that far.
You see, nobody can call us complete fanboys. We're fans. We're not blinded by Nintendo. We know what they're doing wrong. And we're not afraid to say it.
And if they listened to us, the world would be a better place.
I'm hoping between now and the Wii U launch, we all get a hard drive announcement anyway. There's plenty of time for announcement to be revealed. Mm.
I'm surprised they didn't do it at the GDC, though. I mean, that would have been a perfect time for them to announce a hard drive or an SD card channel, cop.
We've only got a few weeks left, though, because Wii wears out in Japan in March.
What date is it?
No date yet.
No date yet. Okay, just March. So, for all we know, it could be next week. It could be March 1st, next Saturday.
We may just go, surprise, Wii hard drive attached for 72 weeks. Yeah. Save up your money.
Or when the WiiWare is launched in Japan, when they first open it up, there could be a little message. Don't forget to go to your local game store to get the Wii hard drive.
The Wii.
The Wii, yes. And then we'll be knocking on Nintendo's door saying, hey, one of our guys came up with that name. We got royalties. Okay, anyone want to have any final words on the topic of either pay and play or downloadable content or anything before we close up?
Nope.
Nah, I've said everything really now.
Okay, basically we just need to wait for Nintendo to give us some concrete details on what's going to be done with the pay and play service. Obviously everything that we've said up to now has been speculation on our part and may or may not happen. Things could be bad, things could be great. You know, it's really all in Nintendo's hands in how they approach the situation and what they're going to do with it, because they've basically just told us they're going to do something, but they have not told us how they're going to do it yet. And
I know something you don't know now.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know. Yeah. they're being unfair. They're letting us smell the food, but not telling us what it is. So for all we know, it could be escargot, which we all know is snails.
it's like they're wearing they're waving a piece of steak in front of our faces and making us run after it.
Okay, anyone want to say some final words before I close off the show? Or say goodbye, even.
Wait, Commodore 64.
Oh, crap, I almost forgot about that. Commodore 64 is coming to the Virtual Console, and it's going to be exclusive to European, which is fairly interesting move as well. I doubt it will stay exclusive to Europe indefinitely. Chances are it will see a release in Japan and America at some stage. I think because the Commodore 64 was most popular in Europe is the reason why we're going to get it first.
Yeah. I think
we should do is offer an exchange. Say, right, Japan and America can get the Commodore 64 if you give us the MSX and every other game and service you've been holding out on us.
It just seems like this whole Commodore 64 and the Wii Fit Mario Kart dates are like to try and cover up for all of it and to try and there's a slight apology for it as well. It's just what kind of what
it's a smokescreen.
Like, right?
They're trying to divert our attention away from Brawl.
It's not working.
It's not working, Nintendo. We still know Brawl is there. We just waiting for that release date. Come on, how hard could it be to put down a release date? It must be ready by now.
And the Dojo updates will be finished soon as well. We still won't have a date by then, unless we get a date with the very last Dojo update.
That would be kind of like, you know, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to avoid swearing at this stage, is what I'm trying to do. If they waited for the last date of the Brawl or of the Dojo update, that would... When is that, by the way? That would be a long time after the Japanese release date, a long time after the American release date. Why should we have to put up with waiting so long for just the announcement of the release date, never mind the actual release of the game? Why is Europe considered like a bastard child of Nintendo for some reason that we are treated like this? Okay, I know people are going to say, oh, we're getting Mario Kart and Wii Fit early and all that, they're treating us good. But come on, people, Brawl is bigger than both of those, surely.
We are treated like the dog feces on the underside of the foot of Nintendo.
I can see it now, the very last Dojo update is like, oh, by the way, you're getting the game 6 months, see ya? And then that means they want you to do with any complaints or anything since that's the site finished updating with, so you can just leave it all behind. It could happen.
By the way, Europe, we're not giving it to you at all. Oh, there'll be protests outside Nintendo then.
I'll be having my Wiimote nunchuck ready.
It'll be out to coincide with the 10th anniversary of the original Smash Bros. Game in 2009.
Okay, I think we've ranted long enough on that. We're going to close off this episode of the End Europe Show. 30th episode, we've reached the 30th edition. We're into our third decade, kind of, so to speak, now, of shows. Long time running. I think we're more than a year now doing this show, are we?
I think so.
Yeah, I remember it's been going since 2006, I think.
We never did a 1 year anniversary of the show episode. Forget about that. We'll be back with another episode of the End Europe Show. Thanks for listening. I've been Franklin Hughes, and with me as always, or at least the last six shows, had Nathan and Stephen.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Okay, folks, that's all we've got time for now. And remember, Mario, get you next time. Game!